Okay, so the opening scene of our parsha has Yaakov on his beginning of his journey away, and then he has the very surprising vision of the angels going up and down, and then Yaakov says, "Va'even azot asher samti matzeva yebet Elohim v'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach." Actually, go back to Pesukim, right? He, before he says that, right, he says, Vayider Yaakov neder lemor. Yaakov makes a vow. Im yeh Elohim madish marani b'derech hazeh asher anochi olech v'natan li lechem v'chol v'yed l'bosh. If God will watch over me and guard me on this, so then, and he will give me food and he'll give me water. V'shavti v'shalom avid aviv v'yah Adonai li Elohim, and I return in peace. So then this stone will be a matzeva, and I'll give everything his maser. Now, many of the Mefarshim are extremely, extremely bothered by this entire exchange. Why are they bothered by this exchange?
Yeah, can you say it again?
Right? That Yaakov says, if God is with me, then, right, if God is with me and he guards me and gives me food, so then he'll be my God. Then I'll give him my son.
Yeah,
like, what exactly? Right, I mean, yeah, everyone is like, I'm sorry, what exactly did you just say? It's like, do you not trust God? Do you think that's how God works? Right, there's a lot of problems with what's going on here. Right, and Rashi, right, seems to read it literally right at the beginning, right? Im yishmor li avtachot halalu shiftichani lamala. If God keeps his promises with me, right, to be with me, Shmarani, then he gives me bread, right? You know, this is actually a little bit annoying to use the computer version of this, as opposed to having an actual chumash in front of me. Might be easier, right? It's just like then I have to keep bouncing back and forth between.
Sukkim?
No, like a Mikra Gedela. No, like a Mikra Gedela. Mikra Gedela would be helpful. Right, so Rashi, right, seems to take it at first quite literally, right, that if God is with me, so then, right, right, so then something. Now, however, right, Rashi isn't really willing to say that, right, he isn't willing to say that. No, like, the literal read would be, if God is with me, then I'll let him be my God. Great. Rashi's willing to say, right? So what is, how does he read the more problematic phrase? This is, V'ayashem li le'elokim. She'yachol shmo alai mitchila v'atzov shalim etze psul bizari. If God does this, and he brings me back without chait, then God's name will be able to be on me and my children, right? Because none of my children will be invalid, right? It seems like Rashi is pushing away from this, right? He's saying it can't be that Yaakov is literally saying, I will only accept you as my God if everything is good. But rather he's saying is if you take care of me and I get back here physically healthy and spiritually healthy, then I have a chance at making sure, or maybe that is predictive of the fact that you will then be with my children. My children will keep the Torah. Right, like if you bring me back, so then I will be able to have children, and then my children will be able to righteous, right? Right. The Rashbam says, "What is Vahaya Hashem li lelokim?" Right. She sayeni v'chol maasai. Right. He just totally changes the meaning. Right. It doesn't mean I will accept God. What does it mean? That will be evidence of the fact that God was with me. She sayeni v'chol maasai. If God brings me back healthy and gives me money, then he is my God because he helped me in everything I do. I mean, what it means to be my God is the God who helps me. So if God helps me, then I will come back and it will be evidence that God has helped me. Right? But you see how everyone is, right, pushing back. Now, Ramban says, Einenu Tanai Kedivrei Rashi. Right, even though Rashi sort of tries to mitigate the Tanai, right? Ramban is like, I don't like this Tanai thing. Right, quite at all. Aval hu neder, v'enyano imashuvo beiti evet avi evod Hashem yuchad ba'aretz and evcher makom hevenazot shi'elibed olkim v'shamotzi et ha'maaser. He's saying it is a promise, right? But not that God will be his God, but specifically, if I manage to get back to this land, then I promise I'll come back to this space, to this Matseva, and give the Maaser here, right? Meaning he's saying not, you will be my God, right? That, like, you'll always be my God. He is making conditional, but he's saying, like, I'm dedicating a particular act that I will do as, like, the symbolic end, right? Like, if you... Whatever, right? Look, it's no different than, like, Mizmor Latoda, right? That, or all the places in Tehillim where we say that if God... Think about how many times we said this in Hallel, right? If God is with me, then I will come to the Beit HaMikdash, I'll bring a carbon, and I will raise up my coast, and, right? Meaning... There's God in general, and then there's like, I promise to bring a carbon toda. I promise to express my thanksgiving to God. Right? So you see that he is actually saying it's conditional, but if it's really conditional, what does he have to do? He has to limit what Jacob is putting a condition on. Right? He's not willing to say, yes, it is conditional whether you are my God. He'll say, it's conditional whether I come back to this particular space. Right? And do it. V'yesh binyan sod. And then he says, ah, maybe if you want to get Kabbalistic, this is much more literal. How? Because he says Kabbalistically, based on the Gemara, but taking it very seriously, anyone who lives in Chutz La'aretz as if he doesn't have a God. So what he's saying is, if you get me in Chutz La'aretz, you're simply not my God. If you get me back to Israel, then you are my God again. But not my fault, God. It's not my fault that in Chutz La'aretz you just don't function the same way, right? I didn't make the rules, right? What? Parsha, right? Yes. I don't make the rules, right? I don't make the rules, that's just the rules. But, right, it's just important to understand, we're not going through every Mefarish, every single, right, Mefarish has some explanation of these Psukim, but you understand the problem here, right? The simple read here is he's saying, if you give it to me, then, right, if you give me what I need, then you'll be God. If not, not. And everyone wants to mitigate it. So either they'll do it by saying, yes, it's conditional, but, like the Ramban, it's conditional, but no fault of my own. And it's not on if you give me money, it's you get me back to Israel, so then you'll be my God. If not, not, right? Because he's focusing on the word, Vishavti Vishalom El Beit Avi, not on the money, but on this words. And if you bring me back home, right? So he's saying it is conditional, not my fault that it's conditional, right? Or he says if it is conditional, it has to be limited. It's not on God will be my God, right? It's and I will express my recognition that God is my God by bringing carbon into space. That I could put a condition on, right? According to some of the version, like the Rashbam, it's not even conditional. It's evidence. If you, in fact, take care of me, then when I get back here, it will be clear that you were my God in the sense you took care of me. Or Rashi is saying, look, right, if you manage to bring me back, then I'm healthy and I have kids and I'm, you know, you supported me, then I'll be able to have kids who will recognize you as well, right? Meaning, I could be as committed as I want. If you don't give me, or you don't take care of me and I die along the way, then, you know, you're my God, but this whole story is going to end, quite quickly.
He's going to have kids, because otherwise, what was the promise that Hashem made Avram? Hashem promised Avram that he's like going to start a nation and everything.
So right, so that's part of the problem. That's part of what's driving Mefarshim is, can this be an expression of lack of faith? Right? So for the Ramban, it's not. He's saying, look, when you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're just not like a God. Right? Rashi, people have that problem, which is because it sounds like he doesn't believe. Right? The Svarno has a fascinating approach. And the Svarno says, yes, if you bring me back, I accept to live under a reign of din. Right, that normal human beings have to live under God being merciful and just. If you get me back here and you take care of me, I accept to live under your strict justice, come what may. Right? Now that's an interesting read, because what he's saying is, no, it really is conditional, but what he's saying is, I'm accepting an experience of God that I don't have to. Right? That it'll... No, he doesn't. No, we don't have to live under strict justice. He's saying, I will accept to live under only strict justice.
Not that he has to, but he's going to naturally.
right? But again, all I want, what I really just wanted you to understand, and the Abarbanel is a whole long Perush Kedarko on how to understand this, but I just wanted you to understand the problem, right? Is that there seems to be conditional. So what Mepharshim do is they either say that it's descriptive, right? Or they have to limit what Yaakov is committing to, right? Something that he's actually able to commit to that's not as radical as saying, you won't be my God if you don't live up to it, but I'm accepting a higher standard, or I will serve you in this particular way, which all of that is fair game. Okay, but that really, again, I'm like I said, there are many other Mepharshim. What I wanted you to understand is simply the grammatical and theological problems that are driving the Mepharshim to take it. The reason I'm not reading the Abarbanel is basically because I'm sticking to the people that I could read in here, because I'm a little bit tired of just running around the computer, and the Abarbanel is not included in the standard. But if you want a very different Perush, then you can look at the unless I can pull it up easily on this, but I don't think I can because it's impossibly long.
Reasonable to say though that Yaakov could have also just been saying like, yeah, why would I like have faith in God?
I look, you could say it, but no one really wants to go in that direction.